Wendy and Jerry Fingerhut, executive director and treasurer of Opera Wilmington, respectively, wrote to Gina Gamboni following her report and interview last week. Thank you so much, Gina, for this wonderful interview and exposure for our new opera company, Opera Wilmington, showcasing the fabulous homegrown and local talent. And artistic director Nancy King of UNCW wrote, I can't express enough my personal gratitude to each and every one of you who helped promote Merry Widow for this past weekend. It was, as you may suspect, a dream come true. From the interviews to the promo spots, HQR was the most supportive partner possible. To have had the show sell out prior to opening night was the ultimate performer's fantasy realized, and has never happened to me before, so thanks for that memory. I look forward to many more years of collaboration between HQR and Opera Wilmington. Last week, we ended our summer Keep It Short campaign in just 2 days. Thank you again. As always, we got lots of comments about the station. Here's some more I didn't have time for last week. Anonymous wrote, we just moved to the area and were longtime supporters of KUT in Austin. Amy Mangus at Cape Fear Museum wrote, Cape Fear Museum is proud to support WHQR. Thank you for your time, talent, and dedication to the local museum community. Dorothy from Wilmington wrote, thanks to all the great staff for their hard work and to George for all the terrific music. And here's to the Nature Conservancy and the American Society of Foresters. James wrote, just moved to North Carolina from New Jersey. Been an NPR listener since the 70s. WGBH, WQED, WHYY, WNYC. So happy to have an NPR station to listen to in North Carolina. Cherry Beasley from Lumberton wrote, I especially like the music programs and Saturday programs. I have already renewed this year, but thought a little more would be helpful. Stacy wrote, feeding my NPR addiction. It's brain food. Thanks, all things considered, for helping me consider more things. Sam Mitchell from Southport wrote, the MC Ernie Gallery is terrific. I love the NPR news and your classical music. I also enjoy the Cinematique independent film series at Thalian Hall. Keep up the great work. Karen Carver and Steve Bostick from Leland wrote, we love streaming your home programming while traveling. Sherry Kidder and Emily Wilson from Southport wrote, please, please, please broadcast both hours of Diane Rehm. Henry Laurie wrote, listen to WHQR whenever I'm in the car, provided my teenage girls allow it. A.W. Cotton wrote, I drive from Shallotte to Wilmington Monday mornings and home Tuesday evenings to babysit our grandbaby. I catch up on world and national news on Monday morning and catch some wonderful music on the way home on Tuesdays. Thank you for adding so much to my drive. Kathy Foster said, I love the Magnolia Fatback Hour. It's the only station I listen to in my car. I'm a realtor, and when people drive with me, they love the classical music. People from out of town love driving with me, and then they become members. Ellen Hargrave said, we have to support the public radio station because it's so wonderful. We'd love to hear from you on Friday Feedback. You can send an email message to feedback@whqr.org or call our feedback comment line at 910-292-WHQR. That's 910-292-9477. And thanks for your feedback.